Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Boston Blackie, The Sam Bellows Case, originally aired June 18th, 1945.
And a bullseye of 100. 150 points. Let's see you do better than that with three dots, Moynihan. Go ahead, toss them. 50. 30. On the line, almost a bullseye, but it's only 75.
What's 75, Inspector Faraday? Twice your IQ.
Who said you could come into police headquarters, Blanky? Get out of here.
Faraday, you tried to escort me in here yourself a dozen times.
What about it? Get out of here now, I'm warning you. One of these dots will go wild.
How many points does it count if I catch it between the teeth?
What do you want, Blakey?
You, which shows how easy I am to satisfy.
Okay. Moynihan, get lost. We'll go on with our game a little later. I better be alone with this guy.
Talkative guy, that Moynihan.
What do you want, Blakey? Come on, I'm busy.
I've come down here to make you a very happy person, Inspector.
Well, leave now and you got what you came for. Now get away from that target. 30?
On the line, Faraday. It's only 10. Ever hear of a guy named Bellows?
No. 50.
Lucky shot. Sam Bellows, a cripple.
I never heard of him. Is that all you came down here for? 75. That's better.
That's awful.
I suppose you can do better.
Than you? The answer is yes, no matter what you might be referring to. Give me the dot.
Now, 3 is all you get. Then you get moving, you hear?
I think you'd better go down and see the Sam Bellows, Inspector.
Oh, you do. And that's nice of you. Why?
Because he's dead. Bullseye, that's 100.
So he's dead, so what? So he probably died of natural causes.
That's true enough. There's nothing unnatural about dying when you've been murdered. Bullseye, 100 points more.
Fellows has been murdered? How do you know that? Come on, talk.
Sure, Inspector. You see, I killed him. Bullseye.
Now back to Richard Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
How many more times do I have to tell you, Faraday? I killed the guy.
You expect me to fall for a story like that?
I'm beginning to see why I have to solve so many cases for you. You won't even believe a confession.
All right, Blackie. What's the trick?
Faraday, someday you'll be arrested for impersonating a police officer. It's no trick. I tell you, I killed Sam Bellows.
Where's the body?
Now you're getting smart, Inspector. In an old brownstone house at the corner of West Boulevard and 110th Street.
All right. I'll go have a look.
You mean we'll go have a look?
I'll go have a look. You'll go get lost. You're wanting to go with me as some kind of a gag, and I'm not falling for it.
My, how times have changed. You're usually trying to catch me for doing something I didn't do. This time I confess to a murder, and you want to get rid of me.
If you don't get out of here, Blanky, I'll arrest you I'll think of something.
After you found Sam Bellows' body, Inspector, maybe a reason to arrest me will occur to you. Mary, that's probably Charlie Kingston. Let him in, will you?
Oh, of course, Blanky, sure. Charlie, come on!
Come on, Happy.
Hey, I suppose he's happy, but what is he?
Down, Happy, down.
Where did you get your sidekick, Charlie?
Oh, look.
At a kennel or a stable?
Look out, Blackie, now he's going to jump all over you.
Nice boy, down, look out! You're going to have my right arm just as soon as I'm through.
Down, Happy, good boy, down.
Oh, Charlie, what is that?
A dog.
If that's a dog, what's a horse?
I'll admit he's a little large, Blackie, but he's harmless.
Harmless? He tried to devour us before we were even introduced.
Oh, no, Mary. He was just making love to you. Happy is a very strange animal. Pays no attention to me or to anyone else he knows well. He only likes strangers.
Well, introduce us to him quick before we stampede it.
Maybe I'd better put it in the kitchen.
Good idea. Oh, close the hall door, will you, Blackie?
Sure.
Come on, Happy. Nice one.
Oh, wait a minute, Charlie. The kitchen door opens out. Will you pull it towards you?
Okay. I hope you don't mind this happy place in here, Mary.
Of course she doesn't, Charlie. She wants a new kitchen anyway.
Go on in.
What kind of a dog is that, Charlie, besides big?
We'll talk about Happy later. I want to know if you saw Sam Bellows.
His house is impossible to break into, and he wouldn't see me in any normal way, so I went to Inspector Faraday and told him I had killed Bellows.
What?
Blackie.
Don't worry, he didn't believe me. He went to investigate, but he wouldn't take me with him, so that idea is wasted.
Maybe you went too far.
Can't we talk about something besides murder just before dinner?
I'm sorry, Mary.
Oh, well, this is just before dinner, isn't it?
Forgive the delay, Mary. You can have anything your heart desires at any restaurant you name.
Oh, wonderful. What are we waiting for?
Charlie, isn't a girl in love supposed to lose her appetite?
Well, that's the way I always heard it.
Mary, how you must hate me.
Come on, Roland. Haven't you cut through that door yet? Come on, what's holding you up?
This is just an acetylene torch, Inspector Faraday, not a 20-millimeter tank gun. And this is a steel door.
Now I know why Blackie gave me that cock and bull story about killing this guy, Bellows.
Why?
There's probably no such guy as Bellows. We rang every bell we could find, and nobody answered.
And why did Blackie say he killed him?
There's something in this house Blackie wants, and he figured he could steal it right under my nose once he got inside.
What made him think you'd get him in?
He knows I chipped my way barehanded through a brick wall to pin something on him.
Maybe nobody answers the door on account of everybody inside is dead. Maybe Blackie wasn't lying.
All right, that'll be enough out of you, Roland. Get busy with that blowtorch. I want to...
There she is, Inspector. Now we can walk in. Door hasn't been open for a while.
Well, somebody lives here, all right. There's a light at the end of the hall.
Spooky, John.
You've been to too many movies.
Hey, look, that's somebody.
Hey, you!
Didn't hear you.
Hey, you!
Guys, you're deaf as death.
I told you saw too many movies. Hey, you!
Just keep walking down the hall.
Well, he's not dead anyhow. Maybe he's a zombie.
You've been to the movies once or twice yourself, Inspector. Come on, let's go after
him. Hey, you! What's the matter? Can't you hear?
Hey, wait a minute, you.
Grab him, Rollins.
I got him.
What are you looking so startled for? We called you.
Hey, Inspector, I was right. Guy's dead.
Yes, you're right. Hey, you. Can't you talk? Look, like this. I move my mouth. Talk.
Deaf and dumb, Inspector.
I got it. Give me a pad and pencil.
Sure.
I'll write notes to this guy, and he can write back to me.
Here. What if he can't write?
Then I'll make him your boss. Get lost, will you, Rollins? Have a look around and see what's in the rest of the house.
Sure.
All right. You and I are going to have a little spelling bee. Can you write? Ah, never mind. I'll just write out a question and see if you can write the answer. Does Sam Bellows live here? Now take a look at this. Well, I hope a nod means yes. You'll have to write this answer, though. Who are you? Here, now you write. I am the maintenance man, but I know nothing. You want to see Frank Lewis, Mr. Bellows' financial advisor, or Larry Addington, his nephew? Okay, I can remember that. Don't look so pained. I'll pick the paper up off the floor before I leave.
Hey, Inspector Faraday!
What's the matter, Roland?
Come here, quick.
Okay. I don't leave here, you. As if you could hear me. What's up, Roland?
There's something that ought to be sort of interesting, Inspector.
Well, Blackie's confession was the truth, huh?
Sam Bellows, sitting in his big red wheelchair with a knife in his chest. Sort of dead, too.
Sure is. I've got Blackie sort of dead, too. Right.
Well, thanks, Mary, for a wonderful evening. You're sure you don't mind if I leave Happy here in your apartment overnight?
Oh, of course not, Charlie. He's a lovely dog. And he seems to like it there in my kitchen.
Well, thanks, Maria. And thanks for the wonderful evening, too.
And thank you for the wonderful dinner.
And thank me for just tagging along, I suppose.
Oh. Now, I am not expecting anyone.
Well, let's see who you are not expecting.
Alas, it is my secret lover. I confess all. Oh, come in, come. Yes?
Hello, Miss Presley.
Inspector Faraday.
Some secret lover.
Blackie here?
Yes, yes, come in. He was just leaving.
Well, the pleasant part of the evening is over. You're here, Inspector. What do you want?
You, Blackie.
Mary's got a priority.
Thank you, sir.
Faraday, this is Charlie Kingston.
How are you?
How there, Inspector. I think we met on the phone several weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. So you did.
I hope you enjoyed yourself this evening, Blackie. Because it's the last fun you're going to have for a long time.
Why, are you resigning from the force?
I'm arresting you for murder, Blackie.
Now, who did I kill?
Sam Bellows.
What?
Blackie, you said you didn't see him.
I didn't.
Oh, no, of course not. And how'd you know he'd be found dead?
Was he?
He was. Come on, Blackie. I'm taking you down to headquarters.
Faraday, don't be stupid. And put that gun
away. I'll put it away when you're tucked away. In jail. Come on.
All right, Inspector, you win. But let me get my raincoat, will you, from the kitchen?
Oh, no, you don't.
But all I want to do
go
is...
go into the kitchen and duck out the back way.
But,
huh?
Inspector, I promise
I'll
you...
I'll get your raincoat for you. Which is the kitchen door?
Blackie, happy as you know.
Yes, I'm happy about the whole thing, too. don't worry, Charlie.
Oh, so everybody's happy, huh? That's fine. Now, which is the kitchen door?
That one.
Now, don't move, Blackie. I still have a gun on you.
Yes, teacher.
Hey, get down! Get down! Hey, somebody, get this horse away from me! Get this dog off me! Wait a minute!
So long, Faraday, I'm leaving.
Get me out from under this face-licking pony!
What? So you can arrest me for murder, huh? Nothing doing. I'm leaving, Faraday. But I've got an idea, though. Fight him. At least that's news.